Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 13, 2024, Wednesday of the fourth week of Lent. It is taken from John chapter 5, verses 17 to 30. Jesus answered the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making him equal to God." Jesus answered and said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself, and he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. Although the Father and the Son are two different persons, they are one and in communion with one another, so that the Son cannot do outside of the will of the Father. The Son was sent by the Father so that anybody who does not honor the one who was sent does not also honor the one who sent him, who is the Father. To have loved the Son is to love the Father. It is beautiful to realize in the Gospel today that both the Son and the Father are at work. And the work is that of saving you and me, that of restoring the image of the Creator in each one of us, the image that was destroyed by the evil one. This profound truth can only be understood in the simplicity of how God the Father has been working for the restoration of man, for his salvation, for his return back to the Garden of Eden.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.